This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A lawsuit seeking to reverse Google's YouTube censorship is now in federal court, with Google openly defending its censorship of pro-life speech. Conservative talk show host Dennis Prager says his YouTube video, "The Most Important Question About Abortion," was directly censored. And Facebook is boldly controlling political discourse. It has canceled contracts to present ads from the Susan B. Anthony list that criticize a pro-abortion U.S. Senate candidate. Leadership of the Irish political party Sinn Féin is so entrenched in abortion now that it is forcing abortion votes from pro-life legislators. Legislator Peter Tobin voted against advancing an abortion bill and is now suspended for 6 months for breaching party rules. This is Life News Radio. The American experience of good citizens voting to shape the future for the sake of goodness is again being tested. The myth that my vote doesn't count destroys both humility and this simple exercise of goodness. Perhaps you can participate in political campaigns, but on Election Day this November, be certain to participate and vote. In other headlines, a new but still arbitrary idea supports abortion. By comparing the sentience of mothers and babies, the argument also goes toward infanticide. An episode this week of ABC's A Million Little Things has a character inside an abortion clinic this week who surprisingly rejects abortion. And for those shopping for medical insurance, a piece at lifenews.com tells how to check for abortion surcharges in Obamacare premiums. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.